The following is an interview with Pontiac High School physical education teacher Darcy Findlay discussing the opening of the school's newly renovated outdoor courts on October 20th.
So just broad strokes here, what's going on here today?
Just the unveiling of the new multi-sport revitalization project that we did here at Pontiac High School. So we took two courts that were non-functional and turned them into a multi-sport courts with basketball, road hockey, tennis, pickleball, badminton, and volleyball. And so now we have three functional courts at the school, but that are also accessible to the community. And it was made, we got this project done because of the contributions from the community and the school board.
Can you talk a little bit about the history there going forward and who was involved?
So we had reached out to the school board just to propose the idea to them, and they loved it, and they supported our idea. So after that, we went to the local community and got money from the Lions Club, the Rotary, Municipality of Shawville, Municipality of Clarendon. And then as a staff, we sat down and sort of penciled our ideas together of what we can make the project look like. So it's been a huge collaboration of many people involved. And like I said, the school board chipped in a chunk, and then the local community as well.
And can you talk a little bit about the timeline there? Like how long from like conception to actual execution here?
2 years of ideas and going back and forth. But you really last spring is when it was approved, and then we had to wait. There was a delay on the basketball nets, which pushed us back another 4 or 5 months. But it was a 2 year project throughout some of COVID and whatnot to get this thing going.
And can you describe some of the work here that's done, like all the paving, the lines and all that stuff? Who's responsible for what?
Yeah. So we had approached Sports System Canada for the equipment quotes. And then Jason Hines for the paving and lines. But then it did go out for tender through the school board. Those two companies ended up getting the tender process. They got accepted for it. So those are the ones that did the work for the project.
And so obviously this is going to be used by the school for phys ed classes and who knows what else. But there's also community organizations as well, like the pickleball people and some other stuff as well?
Yeah, so it is school board property. So the agreement we have with the community is we get it during school hours. If we're not on it, more than welcome to use it throughout the day as well. But then whenever school's over and all throughout the summertime, the pickleball club, the tennis club, now there's talks of a basketball league starting up in the summertime. So I think it's going to be used more so than ever now that we have the three courts.